Lord be with you. It's wonderful to see you all with us tonight for this, our annual Candlelit Nine Lessons and Carols. Just to say thank you to everyone who has prepared the church for our Christmas services. I know that your hard work is very much appreciated by all. Also to say that you're warmly invited to join us immediately after the service in the parish hall for some light refreshments, for mince pie, shortbread, Christmas cake, tea, coffee, and so on. Beloved in Christ, be it this Christmastide our care and our delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. But first let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all God's people, for unity and brotherhood within the church which he came to build, and especially in this town of Strabane, and for this diocese of Derry and Raphoe. And because this of all things would rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the cold, the hungry and oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, all those who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore, and in a greater light that multitude which no man can number, whose hope was in the world made flesh, and whom in the Lord Jesus we are forever one. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. May the Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ give us the joys of everlasting life, and unto the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of Angels bring us all. Amen. Our service will run fairly much unannounced, but all directions that you need will be on the screen and the chancel and on each of the side aisles. As is tradition in this parish and many parish churches, the opening hymn is Once in Royal David City. And the first verse will be led to us by one of our young people, and Emily is going to come and do so. And we all stand and join for verse 2, continuing through to the rest of the carol. Thank you, Emily.
Stood on the A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, the promise to Abraham. I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me. This is the word of the Lord.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9. Isaiah foretells Christ's birth. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
A reading from the prophet Micah, chapter 5. Micah foretells Christ's birth. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who has ruled over Israel, whose origins are of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time comes and she who is in labour gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. And then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. Gabriel visits Mary. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, Mary visits Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was a governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. The shepherds hear the good news. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you.
You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. The wise men visit Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by another route. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came for testimony to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Let us pray to the incarnate Lord, who has brought us out of darkness and into his own marvelous light. Christ born for us, Son of God given for us, help us to know you, to worship and to serve you. Lord, in your mercy, wonderful counselor, you order all things with your wisdom. Help the Church to reveal the mystery of your love and fill her with the Spirit of truth. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Mighty God, the government is on your shoulders. Guide the leaders of the nations and bring in your kingdom of justice and righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Everlasting Father, you call us to live together in unity. Protect by your mercy all your children. Bless our families and renew our communities. Lord, in your mercy. Prince of Peace, you bring reconciliation through the cross. By your healing power, give to all who suffer your gift of wholeness and peace. Lord, in your mercy. And in a moment of stillness and quietness, as we remember the words of Isaiah, where Isaiah writes, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given," we bring our own prayers and requests to God's throne of grace. All glory and honour are yours always and everywhere, mighty Creator, ever-living God. We give you thanks and praise for your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who for the love of our fallen race humbled himself and was born of the Virgin Mary, by the power of your Spirit, and lived as one of us. In this mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused his light to shine in our hearts, to give knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. In him we see our God made visible, and so are caught up in love, in the love of God, which we cannot see. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers, for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our concluding carol is hymn 172, O Come All Ye Faithful. As we worship God, we bring him our offerings and our tithes. May Christ, who by his holy incarnation gathered into one all things earthly and heavenly, fill you with peace and with goodwill, and make you partakers of the divine nature, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love.